Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Pope. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting third. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Del Singh reaches second base with a double. Bowling goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Del Singh moves to third. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Del Singh scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. Boone moves to third. Dropo moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. There goes Dropo trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dave Hoskins now pitching. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pope. House reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. Tuttle goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-0, Tigers. Ned Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope strikes out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling strikes out. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Delsing hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a line drive towards short. Strickland catches it and throws to first to double up Delsing. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Hoskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoskins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Tuttle reaches third base with a triple. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. House hits a fly ball into right field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tuttle tags and scores. One out. It's 6-0, Tigers. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Delsing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0-for-1 in the game. Pope takes first base on ball 4. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Pope moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pope scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Luke Easter pinch hits for Dave Hoskins. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Chuck Ellis now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. House hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-2 in the game. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Dave Philly pinch hits for Bob Chuck Ellis. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Delsing moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glynn hits a fly ball into left field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tuttle. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Strickland applying the tag. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. House strikes out. 2 outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pope hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pope for the out. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. One out. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for George Strickland. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Nelson pinch hits for Jim Hegan. Rocky Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.